Hello. Wow, you look incredible. Really, I wish you could see how you look from up here because you look gorgeous. The sun and the trees, it's good. But thank you, Dr. Bottoms and the DePauw Board of Trustees and all of you for inviting me to join your truly great president. He is a great president, isn't he? In his final commencement speech as president of DePauw University. Congratulations, class of 2008. You have so much to be proud of and so much to look forward to. And I have to say this, Posse graduates, I'm very proud of you. So I realize that I am looking at more than 500 individual futures. But I'm also looking at a collective future, and I want to talk a little bit about what's ahead. Let's see. Each of you will fall in love, maybe more than once. You will find your way into the workforce, and in your lifetime have up to 5 different careers. You will have children. You will overcome personal obstacles. Some of you will become very good at making rice or fried eggs or even souffles, maybe. Some of you will master the guitar, learn how to analyze the gross national product, or develop a knack for digging out the next big news story. You will travel. But what will you do as a collective? What will motivate you to do good things? How will you care? Did you ever have a moment when your whole heart went out to someone? Maybe you didn't have time to think about helping or supporting or nurturing or encouraging, but you did it. Maybe you're someone who even saved someone's life once. But I hope you also think about extending that instinct to the larger world out there. And it's not hard to see that this world needs help. This past Thursday, there was a picture on the front page of the New York Times of 2 parents holding the body of their child killed in the earthquake in China. Some people called the Times to complain. The photo was too upsetting, they felt. It shouldn't be on the cover of a newspaper. Well, what do you think? Are you going to be a generation that chooses to avoid looking or knowing? Or are you going to look at everything and care? You know, my hope for you, which is Bob's second question, my hope for you is that you care about the more than 4,000 American soldiers who have lost their lives in Iraq and the tens of thousands of Iraqis who are losing theirs. My hope is that you care about the genocide in Darfur and the chlorofluorocarbons that are emitted each day into the atmosphere. I hope you care that as a generation, you may end up poorer, you may have less access to health care, and have fewer job prospects than your parents. I hope that you care that our public schools are broken and that women still make only 77 cents to the dollar that every man earns. When I started Posse, I thought it could be a way to create a new kind of network of leaders on this very great planet, one that would represent the true diversity of this country and therefore reflect the concerns, the cares, the dreams of all Americans. It would be this network that would sit at the table where decisions get made and better represent the voice of the collective. I see that vision coming true with our incredible Posse graduates. But when I stand up in front of all of you here, I also see it coming true with each of you in the equation. This is a historic time in our country. We can't deny that the United States has made great progress in terms of civil rights and women's rights. We may have the first African-American nominee for president in the United States. Now that deserves a moment. but we would be foolish to think we're done. Remember, too, that if Barack Obama becomes president, the number of U.S. senators who are black will go from one back to zero. So when I think about leadership, I don't just think about individuals. I don't just think about Emily Lyons or Steve Schott or Veronica Diaz or Brandon DeLeslie. I think about all of you working together, listening to one another, debating like you've done in class at DePauw, learning from each other, and collaborating to make the best possible future for us all. The most powerful forms of leadership are those that bring voices together, hearts together, minds together, and most importantly, actions together for the greater good. If we care about each other's causes and pool our resources, if we care about each other's problems, we have much more chance to build greater prosperity for all. My husband, he's an op-ed columnist, and he says the American dream is on life support. Well, let's prove him wrong. I hope that you care enough to reach into the depths of your soul and live your life so fully that you feel as if you're about to burst. Love like crazy, learn like crazy, and care about each other like crazy. I know you can do it. You're sitting on that seat right there. You're graduating. Feel it. This represents a moment of transition in time. Sit on the edge. You are about to walk across this stage and into the world. And boy, do we need you. Thank you. Okay, but now I have two questions for your wonderful president, Dr. Bob Bottoms. And here they are. You ready? Okay. After 30 years, he's been here 30 years at DePauw. 30 years. 22 of them as president. You've met thousands of students and thousands of alumni and hundreds of faculty and trustees. I want to know, what have you learned about people in the world that could serve these incredible graduates? And then, just like you asked me, I want to know, what's your hope for this generation of students?